This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. In a moment, a story about a holiday standard at the oldest community theater venue in Northwest Arkansas, as the Art Center of the Ozarks is again presenting the best Christmas pageant ever. But there are some other theatrical productions scheduled around the region this month, many of them holiday-related. Theater Squared presents its second show of the season, Period of Adjustment, billed as Tennessee Williams' only comedy. On our Tuesday edition of Daily Ozarks at Large next week, we'll have highlights from a recent artist forum featuring cast and crew that was recorded this past week at Fayetteville Public Library. Period of Adjustment opens December 6th and runs through the 30th at Nadine Baum Studio in Fayetteville. You can learn more at theater2.org. Rogers Little Theater takes a new look at a Christmas staple with A Christmas Carol Today. It opens Friday night and runs through the 16th in downtown Rogers. More details at rogerslittletheater.org. Back by popular demand this month, The Santa Land Diaries from Mark Landon Smith and Ceramic Cow Productions. It's intended for mature audiences, comes with a cash bar, and is incredibly funny. You can find out more online at about the performances at the UARC Bowl on Dixon Street at ceramiccowproductions.org. Performance dates for Santa Land Diaries, December 13th through the 15th. And the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts will stage Beauty and the Beast at Breedlove Auditorium December 14th, 15th, and 16th. You can find out more at uafs.edu/academy. If you celebrate Christmas, you probably have some personal or family traditions, a certain meal for the Christmas dinner, a special ornament for the tree, or the communal viewing of a favorite holiday movie. For many, here the Art Center of the Ozarks annual production of the best Christmas pageant ever is a tradition. This year, the latest edition of the ACO production will be staged three times for the public between December 7th and 9th in Springdale.
Kind of a gift to the community. We have a lot of community folks in it, but it really is a very special play. So a lot of folks get to come see it, and it's always a lot of fun.
Harry Blundell is the director of theater at ACO and the production director for the 2012 Best Christmas Pageant Ever.
So when I say get in your lineup and your order off stage, you need to be in this order so that when you come on stage, you'll already be in place. That way you don't have to run up and down.
Harry has directed the play at ACO before, several times, actually. The center's archives list the play first produced there in 1989 and every single season since 1997. It puts the community in community theater. This year's cast, at least 70 strong, 62 children and 8 adults. Harry Blundell says past casts have been as big as 80, and many of the younger cast members have made the play a tradition of their own, coming back to the stage as long as their age will allow.
I've had some children who'll start at 8, which is the minimum age they have to be, and I've had some cry at 15 because they have to leave, not because I tell them to, but they self-stop. When they start looking at themselves and they look at everyone else and they say, I don't look like these children anymore, then they kind of self-stop, opt out.
The Best Christmas Pageant Ever doesn't start out as that. Here's the synopsis. Panic erupts when the Herdman family invades their church's local Christmas pageant. The Herdman children are rude, they're crude, and they take an odd approach to the Christmas story. Rehearsals are destroyed, fire started, and the pageant begins to list toward cancellation. How things get back on track is the heart of the story. Appropriately billed as a family-friendly script, this year's edition even includes a family, the Gates.
My name is Madison Gates, and I'm a Sunday school kid.
Debbie Gates, Mrs. Bradley.
Ernie Gates, Mr. Bradley.
I'm Matthew Gates, and I'm Max.
If you're not doing the math, that's about 6% of this year's cast. The Gates family involvement began when Matthew Gates earned a role in the 2008 production. He returned in 2009, then younger sister Madison joined the cast the next year, and last year, all the Gates were in. Matthew says he didn't so much as recruit his sister, mother, and father, as much as they observed the fun he was having.
Sort of. I guess after they watched the rehearsals after a while, I guess we all kind of thought it'd be kind of fun to get in and do this as a family.
Matthew had been in a few productions before his first Christmas pageant role. Madison had taken some summer workshops at ACO, but Mom and Dad?
Well, the past 2 years...
We are truly community actors.
Yes,
we'll put it that
absolutely.
Way. We have a lot of fun together.
Yes.
Hopefully our personalities will come out. Yeah, we've been married 28 years, and so hopefully some of that'll come out. It's been a lot of we've had a lot of fun with even at home. So it's been fun.
Even though Harry Blundell has been directing versions of the best Christmas pageant ever, he insists each year is different for him because the cast turnover creates an entirely new atmosphere. And what about those large casts, many of those new faces? Can a director truly be expected to memorize more than 5 dozen young actors in time for the opening curtain? Name tags help, but Harry Blundell says every year the production comes together as a genuine team effort.
You know, I know the story inside and out, and by the time the kids get to performance, all 62 of these children will know each other's lines. So even on the dark years that I've had to excuse a cast member for some reason, or I might have had a cast member who got ill all of a sudden and had to replace a line part, it's usually pretty easy to choose someone in the show, and overnight they'll know exactly what's going on because they're so involved. And this is a story that kids read in the school system all the time. So lots of children are already familiar with this play before they get to the Art Center.
The auditions for the Best Christmas Pageant are held each September and are a fairly uncomplicated process. Young actors show up at the ACO, fill out a form, recite a few lines, and sing a few bars of A Christmas Carol.
And if they can do all of those things, they usually are an automatic fit for the show because most of the parts in the show are really angels and shepherds, the Sunday school kids that support the rest of the action. So that's a pretty good thing. And then usually around the end of October, 1st of November, we'll start rehearsals, and it's kind of a hit or miss for a week or so while we're trying to miss some of our other productions and trying to fit these rehearsals in. But by the time we get to mid-November, it's pretty much about 2.5 weeks of every night outside the Thanksgiving holiday, which always falls the week before we open the show.
What's more fun, being a good kid on stage or an honorary kid?
For me, it was fun because I got to do a lot of things that I'm not allowed to do off the stage. So all the stuff I wanted to do, I could do.
You can see the Ornery Herdman kids turn Christmas expectations upside down again this year at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. The story of the Best Christmas Pageant Ever remains the same, but the cast changes. And this year, patrons for the play will be inside a newly remodeled ACO.
Because over the last over the last 6 months, we've been really working hard to do some revitalization here at the Art Center. So when people come see the show this year, they'll be walking into a relatively new space. If they remember what it was like, even in October, when we did American Girl on October the 5th, on October the 8th, we started this revi process and opened a show on the 26th of October. And people walked into a new facility, basically. So lots of fun and lots of new things for people to look at.
The Best Christmas Pageant Ever will be presented to the public Friday and Saturday nights, December 7th and 8th, at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon, December 9th at 3. More information can be found at artscenteroftheozarks.org.
Guys, remember, you need to sign in, and we're going to go out there. I think a few of you might still need to visit with Kathy about it.
Later today on This American Life.
Piney is sort of this mysterious figure in our life.
I know that Piney has a lot of physical ailments.
I've heard he has a team of doctors.
I mean, my first impression was just like, Piney is misunderstood.
Piney is my dog, and those are the people who I work with who do not seem to understand him. Animal sacrifices later today.
That's This American Life just ahead at 10 o'clock, right here on KUAF 91.3 FM.